The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. Care Radio 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Stay tuned. Coverage of your high school football game of the week will begin right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. We'll be going to the game shortly. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of Garth Brooks for you. If we drop out and go directly to Tom and Gus, please don't be alarmed.
Somebody's got to start the weekend. Somebody's got to unwind. Somebody's got to find that honky-tonk out on the county line. With pretty things and a band of swings, it gets them all out on the floor. And if we're going to get the party started, somebody's got to swing them doors. Somebody's got to feed that jukebox. Somebody's got to drink that beer. Somebody's got to get all out there. That song plays. Somebody's gonna need to hold her, tell her it's okay. Let her know, let it go, and she's gonna have some fun. If she needs some help getting over him, somebody's gotta get it done. Somebody gotta shoot that whiskey. Somebody gotta bust that rat. Somebody gotta play that country that ain't ever coming back. If home is where the heart is,
welcome to high school football this evening here on Care Radio as the NEKL, the Jackson Heights Cobras, play host to the Jefferson County North Chargers. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts to my left, Tom Counts with you, and Gus, a perfect night and a perfect spot to watch a game between a couple of teams with a long, long football and athletic history, JCN and Jackson Heights.
Yeah, you talk about two teams coming into today's ball game for Jefferson County North, 5-2 overall. They're 4-1 in districts right now with 56 points on the plus side. For Jackson Heights, 4-3 overall. They are 3-2 in the district, and they're sitting on the plus side in the points at 28 right now.
Jackson Heights has won the flip of the coin. They have elected to defer to the second half, so Jefferson County North is going to put its kick return unit team out of the field, and we're about ready to get underway with this one here this evening. Return men for JCN going to be Grady Knoll on the far side, and on the near side is going to be Caleb Worthington. Getting set to put a toe to it, you're going to see Hayden Doyle. He's a big guy, 5'9", 210 pounds. The night could not be more splendid. Absolutely crystal clear sky. Just a little bit of a breeze out of the east. And the kick of the way, it is high, it is short, and it is going to, did it get out of bounds or did they cover it up? They're going to say it was carried out of bounds, and an up man for JCN is going to take it out at the 37-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10. Here comes the Charger offense. 64 degrees outside. It is so pleasant here this evening, and great crowd on hand for both of these teams. It is senior night here at Jackson Heights High School. JCN huddling up back around the 25-yard line, and they're set to go the first snap of the ball game. Quarterback is Blake Fowler. He is a junior for our head coach, Jeff Schneider. Strips are going to go wide to the left side and a single man wide to the right. And Fowler, with a very long count, takes it helmet high, will keep it himself, ducks into the line, and advances 3 to the 40-yard line. He just started down the left side, saw a little bit of daylight, cut it back up into the middle, and the tackle made over there by Grant Amon with the stop on the play. And we're going to have a second down. We're going to call it second down about 8 here for Jefferson County North. It's our first opportunity to see the Chargers this season, and just pivotal to their game is the play of quarterback Blake Fowler, not only throwing the football, but he's also a good running quarterback because he does all of that RPO. Second down and 8, snap back. This time Fowler rolls right, steps back, lobs one over to the near side, looking for Feldkamp, but couldn't quite get it. Thrown out of bounds along the near side and a little bit out of his reach, and not easy to throw a pass out of the reach of Ryan Feldkamp. He is big and long.
Yeah, Feldkamp, a big guy out there, the tight end. They were just kind of trying to float him out there into the flat and trying to pick up some yardage. The problem was, by the time he got to the end of that route, he was pinned up against the sideline. Even if he makes that catch over there, it's a gain of 1, possibly 2. But for JCN, now they're set with a 3rd and 8 in 4. This Jackson Heights defense, a little chance to get after the quarterback here.
Carson McAfee wide to the left side, and Ethan Knoll is going to be wide to the right side. Quarterback back to throw again. The blitz is on. He's setting up the screen. It's going to be complete at the 40, pushing forward to around the 45-yard line, but he's going to be well short of the first down. It's nice job by Jason Bosley to come up and make the play, because Bosley broke that play up. The entire defensive front was allowed to go through. It was set up perfectly, but Bosley stayed at home.
Yeah, great job by Bosley. If he doesn't make that play, JCN's probably still running on it. It was a great play call for the Chargers. You knew Jackson Heights was going to be coming after the quarterback, but they were able to set up the screen, and a nice job by the Jackson Heights defense to force a 3-and-out.
Williams and Bosley are the return men as they set up for the punt. Feldkamp will put a toe to it, and he can kick. It is going to bound at the 15-yard line, be fielded at the 11. Cutting over to the left side, getting to the hash mark to the 20, turning it upfield across the 25, and just short of the 30-yard line. A nice return out there for Jason Bosley. And we will have our first look at the Jackson Heights offense as JCN in possession number 1 goes 3-and-out.
Should probably go ahead and start that, huh?
Well, I was kind of like hinting at that, but
yeah,
you know, it's all whatever you like. Jackson Heights in the home.
I have a feeling I don't have enough window for it tonight.
Green? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're going to settle into these offenses. The green jerseys, gold pants, gold helmets, white lettering and trim. Go with that little bit of an inverted bone around the quarterback. The handoff is going to go to the tailback. He'll go straight ahead, bust off the left side, and quickly roll up about 4 yards, just going right up the left hash marks. takes it up to the 33-yard line. It's going to bring up a second down at about a half a dozen for the Cobra offense under head coach Caleb Wick. They've got a full stack backfield for quarterback Jason Bosley. Bosley, very capable passing quarterback. Now they're going to break out of that and go receivers, two to the short side, one to the wide side. Single man to the backfield out of the pistol. Bosley drops back to throw, looking now, throwing deep, has his man over the middle, and a diving effort is going to come up short. A great effort by Jude Williams in Charger territory, down around the 40-yard line, made a headlong dive as he had beaten his coverage, Gus, by maybe two steps.
Yeah, right there, and we do have a penalty down right about the point of the pass. Shot block. I don't think I've ever seen a shot block against the defense.
I'm waiting for him to really be sure that's what it's going to be. They will come back to the line of scrimmage, and they're going to mark it off against Jefferson County North. So this is going to be some kind of an illegal block, maybe something below the knees. I don't know, but it's going to be a major infraction. Yeah. That ball is going to be moved 15 yards.
Seen a lot of football. I've never seen a chop block against a defensive player, though.
Up to the 47-yard line. Jackson Heights is approaching midfield. First and 10. Both teams are having to run a long way to find the line of scrimmage.
And the guys with the boxes over there are saying, wait a second, what are we doing? The official's kind of looking around. He says, all right, let's go ahead and reset the box.
I think Coach Schneider's got to be looking for an explanation for this, I suppose.
Yeah. Just over there asking a lot of questions. And
think he's getting a lot of answers?
I don't think a whole lot.
At the Rome 48-yard line. Here comes Jackson Heights. They're going to go man to a back on either side of the quarterback. Bosley, a wing to the left side, wide to the left side. Back to throw again. Looking left, wanting Holiday. Now he's going to be hit the backfield and thrown for a loss. He's going to lose 9 yards, and Ethan Knoll, the sophomore linebacker, is back there to make the hit. And Ethan got the tackle, Gus, but J.C. and he did a great job on contain. They did not allow Bosley anywhere to just roll out and scramble away.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to block. Anthony Larson and Ryan Felkamp, they did a great job of getting up the field and really forcing the quarterback right into the hands of Ethan Knoll. A sack on the play will bring up now a second and, let's call it 18 right now for the Jackson Heights offense.
Back inside their own 40-yard line. 8:45 to go here in the opening quarter. The first possession of the game for the Cobras. QB's back to throw. He's going to be hit. Breaks the first tackle. Won't break the second and third as he's going to be wrapped up and dropped for another loss on a play, losing five more. Another sophomore linebacker for JCN.
Yeah, well, you can see really the game plan right now for JCN, and that's created a lot of pressure up front. Stoner, if you can get pressure with your defensive down linemen, things are going to go well. And right now, it's Andrew Raker, Anthony Larson, and Ryan Felkamp doing a great job of getting push. And then you're opening it up for those sophomore linebackers, Ethan Nolan, Grady Nolan. Those guys are doing a good job of getting after the quarterback. It is now 3rd and 23. There's a chance for a screen.
Yep. Jackson Heights has got a long way to go. Quarterback with a three-step drop. Back throws right. Has a man over the middle. It's going to be caught. And he's going to pick up a lot of it, get back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to pick up a fourth down attention short of midfield.
Blake Fowler is going to make the stop on Jude Williams. Williams coming into today's game, 6 catches, 162 yards, and a couple receiving touchdowns. But it'll bring up a 4th and 11 for Jackson Heights. And yeah, I think this early in the game, probably go ahead and pump this thing away.
Yeah, you can see the strength of the arm of Jason Bosley and the ability of Jackson Heights to throw the football. And they picked up a lot of yardage on that play. Back to receive the punt is going to be Caleb Worthington. The snap is back. It's great. The left-footed kick is high, and Worthington gets away from it. Bounces at the 20, takes a huge Cobra bounce inside the 10, is down to the 8-yard line. Superb kick by the Cobras, and Jefferson County North will begin its second possession of the evening deep in its own end.
So both teams have had a possession. Both teams have punted the football away. For JCN, looking at a really long field here on possession number two.
7:09 to go in this scoreless opening quarter here at Jackson Heights High School, just north of Holton, Kansas, in Jackson County. Glad to have you along with us in week 8 of the high school football season. It's because I still struggle to think that this is the final regular season game. I'm used to those nine-game seasons, and even though that's what we really are, yet next week begins postseason play for most of the teams.
Yeah, we have a TBD on our schedule right now.
Yes, we're going to wait and see. First and 10, here comes JCN. Penalty markers sail all over the place in the backfield, and we're going to see what this is about. When it comes from the white hat in the back behind the quarterback, you expect that hold is going on back there, don't you? Fisher's going to walk over. Oh, wait a minute. It's going to be a personal foul against Jackson Heights. And we did not get a personal foul like a roughing the quarterback call, anything like that. It was rather nondescript, just personal foul. And for the Jefferson County North Chargers, this is going to be their, I guess this is their biggest gain so far of this evening. This 15-yard penalty that's going to get them out of deep in their own end, inside their own 10-yard line right now. Just over 7 minutes to play in this opening quarter. And each team has suffered some penalty yardage. Each team has had a 15-yard penalty already here in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, those are things that both coaching staffs are going to want to clean up. Right, here we are, just a couple minutes into this ball game, and we're already like looking forward to the halftime talks, and penalties are going to probably be right up there at the top of that list.
Ethan Olin's going to be wide to the right side as Fowler calls signals, a back on either side. He's going to hand off, a little sweep to the right, no room to go, no corner to turn, and the tackle is going to be right at the line of scrimmage by Jackson Heights, and great job by Hayden Doyle in there. He's a big guy in the middle. Your nose tackle on the defense did not allow any advance on that play. Second and 10.
Yeah, Hayden Doyle, a big guy out there for Jackson Heights. List him in the program, 5'9", 210, and only a junior.
He's kind of a multi-purpose guy. He's the guy who kicked off to begin the ball game here this evening, and Hayden doing a great job on that stop. Going to settle in again, just like at the nose tackle, maybe even like the left D tackle. Second down, 10, Jeff North. Chargers looking to establish something on offense. They're going to go this time to the left halfback, and he'll take it across the 25-yard line. Kept around the 26, give him about three on that carry. Jude Williams coming up from the safety spot. Jefferson County North just has tried a number of things. They've had the quarterback run the ball. They've run each running back right and left and one throw over to the near side. But you would expect maybe at this point JCN's going to look to stretch the field a little bit more.
Yeah, again, though, you run a lot of your base plays in the early going, and you kind of feel out how the defense is going to go ahead and flex and adjust towards how you do those. And you can start to really formulate your game plan from here.
Here's Carson McAfee wide to the right side. Third down for JCN, long half does it. QB's back, throwing left, has a man that's going to be caught, and a great effort by Ethan Knoll gets it across the first down marker. He's up to the 35, 36-yard line. Jason Bosley with the tackle, and we've got our first and 10 here for Jefferson County North.
Yeah, so Jefferson County North able to pick up a first down via the pass this time. They've got one by penalty, this one by the pass, and starting to move out of the shadow of their own end zone. Got the ball all the way out to the 35-yard line. 5:20 left here in the first quarter. First quarter that I feel like is melting away already.
Moving along pretty quickly as these teams are not doing anything to stop play. Again, the wind is very light and from the east, which means it's at our back, and it is directly sideways across the field, neither in the face nor at the back of either team. Fowler is back to throw, being pursued, runs from the backfield, comes over to the near side. It's going to be bumped out of bounds along the near side into the Jackson Heights sideline, but he'll pick up about 5 yards for his effort. Give Wyatt Bacon that tackle for the Cobras. Bacon is able to push him out of bounds along the near side. They're going to nose it up just to the 45-yard line, so leaving Jeff North with a second down five. Again, JCN coming in. They've had a good season, 5-2 on the year. 4-3 for Jackson Heights. A couple of very, very good teams here in the NEKL tonight.
And for Jackson Heights, if they can pull off a win tonight, get a share of that league title. Right? They'll have tied ACCHS for a share of the Northeast Kansas League.
Tigers tonight on the road. We'll see if we can keep any up-to-date on them as they travel to St. Mary's with the Bears. Here's a handoff left side, trying to get to the edge, but Grady Knoll angling and looking to turn it up, only gets a couple of yards. It's going to be a third down three for Jefferson County North.
Jason Bosley along with Ian Anderson in on the tackle. Ian Anderson, number 35, the leading tackler for Jackson Heights coming into the ballgame. 59 tackles on the season and a couple sacks to go along with it.
Jackson Heights running your basic 4-43, kind of a defense, right, with one over the top, it looks like. So what they're doing is they've got eight guys in the box looking to stop that run. Third down, three. Quarterback keep it himself and will pull it back from the running back and dive forward to get back to the original line of scrimmage. There was no more than that. It was an option play to the left side. Fowler put on the bread basket of his running back and then pulled it back out, and it was Julian Buto who is right there for the tackle for the Cobras.
Yeah, and the problem was Buto got in the backfield so quickly that there was no good read on the play. So you're looking to read the defensive end on that play. Buto gets back there so fast, the quarterback just has to make a split decision, and that was pull the ball and hope for the best. And it's Felkamp out to punt.
Jackson Heights is going to do something we don't see a lot of anymore. Two men back to return the punt. And another big kick by Felkamp. It's going to be taken by Jude Williams. He will pick it up at the 20-yard line, cut to the left side, cross to the 25, drag the tackler beyond the 30, and finally pulled down from behind at the 35-yard line. And Caleb Worthington with a kick coverage tackle. Good field position for Jackson Heights to begin this, their second possession of the game. 3:20 to go as the first quarter melts away in this scoreless contest. Sun has gone down already. You can tell we're well into the season. First week or so, we'd be looking at that thing into the second half. First and 10. Little wraparound handoff going into the left side of the line. Carrying the football is going to be Wyatt Bacon, and Ethan Knoll makes yet another tackle. Ethan has been in on both sides of the football on most plays, it feels like.
You talk about how the sun's starting to go down. It feels like that time of the year. How about next week? We're going to have Sportsbook Thursday night. We're going to have high school Friday night. Saturday afternoon, we're going to have a 1 o'clock football game in Baldwin. And why not Saturday night? Let's race back to the Nolan for a couple basketball games.
Yeah, I think it should be a triple dip Saturday. You've got to love the time of the season when the teams and their seasons overlap. Second down, 7. Motion will go to the left side. Quarterback will take the snap at his ankles, pick it up, and now run to the left. He's got some room crossing the 40, 45, gets up near midfield. That was a great run by Jason Bosley. Fowler makes the tackle, and Jackson Heights will advance the chains.
Yeah, that was a great read right there by Bosley. He was able to get off to the left side, a nice seal block, picking up good yardage out to midfield. A good tackle right there by Blake Fowler. That'll be first and 10 at midfield with 2:36 left here in the first quarter play.
Jason Bosley is just a good size athlete. I mean, he's big, he's strong, 6'2", 185, and he's got good vision as he looks across the alignment and did a nice job on that run. At the midfield mark, here's Jackson Heights with a first and 10. Bacon is the running back in the backfield, and before the snap, we have an illegal procedure call against Jackson Heights. So the Cobras, just as soon as they get that offense fired up and just beginning to get the first momentum of the game, another penalty comes up and then gives them a little grief.
Chasing going to take out Zachary Toole and bring into the ball game Jacob Carlson. So taking out defensive lineman and bringing in a safety. A little surprising to see, you know, kind of that nickel package against Jackson Heights.
Cobras are going to send it Binkley wide it to the right side. They'll fill a slot to the right. Wideouts are not the tallest guys out on the field. QB's going to fire a quick ISO pass over to the left side. It's going to be caught at the 50, and then an ankle tackle is made down there by Caleb Worthington. So it's going to be a gain of 5. They got the penalty yardage back, leaving themselves looking at a 2nd and 10. They're right back at the 50-yard line with a minute and a half to go in the first.
And they're going to give them about a... By the time they spot it down, they're going to call it 2nd and 11. But, again, Jackson Heights getting the penalty on first down, find themselves playing from behind the sticks.
There you go. We talk about this a lot anymore, getting behind the chains and behind the sticks, and that's what they're doing right here. 2nd and 11. With his running back, Binkin, on his right-hand side, quarterback Jason Bosley will look over to the near side, get the high sign from Coach Wick, and now they will shift into a dual back set, a wing to the left. 2nd down and long. Quarterback gets a straight-ahead QB draw, gets across the 50, down to the 46, 47-yard line. He's going to pick up about 4 on that carry, where Grady Knoll makes the tackle. And because that play moved almost maybe a little too quickly Bosley might have been better served if he had taken a count with the snap and then moved forward and allowed the blocking to develop a little more.
Yeah, so the problem with falling forward at the snap right there is you don't really allow time for a lineman to get bodied up on Grady Knoll. Knoll had read the play really quickly, got into the hole, and was able to submarine out the quarterback, and this looks like it'll probably be the last play of the first quarter.
Third down, 7. Handoff running back left side. He is hit hard at the line of scrimmage. Falls forward for one and another. Big tackle by Ethan Knoll as the first quarter has drawn to a close. We got a timeout of the field. First quarter in the book. Jackson Heights, Jeff North, we're scoreless.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. Or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, bum.
The fall blizzard menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped strawberry, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured blizzard of the month is the Reese's Pieces Cookie Dough Blizzard. Find it all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
Great to have you back with us here on CARE Radio as we are getting set to go to the second quarter of tonight's high school football game, Jefferson County North, Jackson Heights. We are in a scoreless deadlock. How about that?
We're already up to 29.
Oh, yeah. All right. We're in great shape here. Looking to get their first point to the game on the board. And on fourth down, Jackson Heights is going to go for it at the 45-yard line. QB's back pass over the left side. It is incomplete. A rocket pass if it's going to have picked up the first down. He's looking for Grant Amon and could not come up with the catch. It will be a first and 10 JCN as their defense holds. They're going to have great field position beginning at their own 45-yard line.
Yeah, I think Jackson Heights coming out of the quarter thought, here's a chance to try to slip one by JCN and maybe catch them a little off guard or possibly even get them to burn a timeout. But JCN, I think, kind of expected it, was setting back and that time just couldn't hold on to the pass. It'll be a turnover on downs.
Here comes the Charger offense. It's third possession of the game. And we are just seconds into the second quarter. Blake Fowler slides left. Looking now. Makes a late pitch. Trying to get to the edge. And there's no room on the outside. Outstanding lateral pursuit by Jason Bosley and Grady Knoll. Stretched the field about as far as he could go. And got back to the line of scrimmage. It is a second and 10.
Yeah, Bosley does a great job using that speed and vision. He gets downhill in a hurry. He was able to get over there, hit the running back right about the line of scrimmage. They're going to give him no gain on the play. That'll bring up a second and 10 now for this JCN offense.
If the Chargers are going to work that option to the outside, they're going to have to get a little more help, those DNs or maybe the receivers getting some seal.
They're going to have to get the receivers to crack down a little harder.
Second down, 10. Chargers at their own 45-yard line. Fowler with a motion man to the right side. He'll set up as a wing. The pitch is going to go back, and it's a half-back pass. Lobbing it deep. They got a man wide open, but it's going to be short and broken up, nearly intercepted. The receiver was wide open. He had a couple of steps on the coverage, but the throw was too short. And Silas Holiday nearly came up with that interception. It was a great job by Ethan Knoll, who was the intended receiver. Gus, to when that ball goes in the air, there is no offense or defense. He turned and broke the play up.
Yeah, that's how he... You saw Ethan Knoll had to come back to the football, and he did a good job of knocking the football down because it looked like Silas Holiday, who is a ball hawk in his own mind, he's got 5 interceptions already this season, was looking for 6 right there.
And I'll tell you, for JCN, they'll go back to that play. It just has to develop a little more quickly so that the arm of the guy throwing the ball is enough to get it there. Back to throw again is going to be Jeff North. It breaks up, and he's going to run with it to the 50, down to the 45, picking up a first down and getting to the outside. Blake Fowler is going to get about 13, 14 yards. Shoot Williams makes the tackle, but Blake Fowler, because that was a pass all the way, and then suddenly, as the coverage had dropped back, there was that huge green space in the middle.
Yeah, it was a smart play right there by the junior quarterback. He realized that the defense dropped back. There was nobody open. Jackson Heights had done a great job of blanketing the back end. But he also realized that you had man coverage. So those linebackers, as they dropped, had their back to him. He was able to pick up the first down, keep the chains moving on this drive. It'll be first and 10 in Heights territory at the 43.
Ethan goes wide to the right side for Jefferson County North. McAfee is going to be wide to the left. It is a first and 10 at the Cobra 42-yard line. Feldkamp will go motion left. He'll be the lead block. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. Tries to spin into the line. And for Blake Fowler, there's just no room in the middle. Ian Anderson, the leading tackler on this Jackson Heights team, makes another stop.
Yeah, no gain on the play. It'll bring up a second and 10 for JCN. And let's talk about what JCN's doing out there. We don't see a whole lot of this in today's game. They're taking their time. They're huddling up. And we don't see that as much, right? A lot of times we'll see teams just start up over the line of scrimmage or quickly just quarterback come over to the side, get a play, call in a number, and away they go.
Right. They're looking to get 55, 60 plays, offensive plays in the course of a game. Quarterback back to throw again on a second down 10, pulls it back down, is going to be hit and dropped. And Gus, Blake Fowler did something that a lot of quarterbacks won't do, and that is be willing to take the sack and not risk a turnover or do something silly. Sacks, you don't like them, but that was a good sack.
Yeah, Wyatt Bacon and Wyatt Rollins, and on the stop right there for Jackson Heights. But, yeah, we talk about this all the time. Too many times a quarterback is starting to get hit, and he'll make a bad pass, and he'll either get intercepted, he'll get called for grounding. Not enough quarterbacks are just okay with tucking that ball in and, you know, surviving for that next down.
Third down 15 for JCN. They're at the Cobra now 47-yard line. And they're going to get a timeout. Coach Snyder's going to talk it over with his team, and we're going to take a break. Clock stopped at 8:46 to go in the half. It remains Jeff North and Jackson Heights, a scoreless tie.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Coming out of the first time out of the opening half, Jefferson County North, who's looking at a third down 15 at the Cobra 47-yard line. Let's see what they've cooked up over there. They're going to go trips right side. The ball right in the middle of the field. Quarterback's back. Pumps once. Pulls it down and out. Throwing over the middle. Throw it deep. Feldkamp has it. 30, 20, 10. Feldkamp down the seven. It's Eisenbarth with a touchdown-saving tackle. Coming up from his free safety spot for Jackson Heights. But for JCN, Blake Fowler to Ryan Feldkamp, that combination's been a lot this year.
Yeah, you know, for the quarterback, Blake Fowler, Ryan Feldkamp's the safety net out there, right? He's just a big guy, and that time, he didn't run by the safety at all. He just bodied out the safety, got in front of him, and was able to haul that ball in a big gain on the play. That is our first big play of that evening.
First and goal, Jefferson County North. We're going to call it down to the 8-yard line. Wingman to the right side. Quarterback is going to keep it. Follows some blocking. Gets around to the right. Rides the wave down to the 5. It'll bring up a second and goal from there. And that time, Blake Fowler, because he just kind of hunkered down behind the lead blocks of Grady Noel out of the backfield. Carson McAfee, the receiver, just rode the edge. Hayden Doyle slid down the defensive line to make the tackle for Jackson Heights. They're going to mark him at the 6, where it is second and goal. We're approaching the midpoint. We're at 7:50 to go here of the second quarter. No one in the end zone yet, but Jefferson County North is now threatening. It is second and goal. Noel to one side, Noel to the other side. Quarterback is back. Hands off. Little misdirection at the 5-yard line and lunging forward to Caleb Worthington to the 4. Because that play almost worked until Ian Anderson stepped up in that gap.
Yeah, it's kind of that underneath cross buck, underneath counter type action, right? Everything goes to the right. You slide the fullback underneath on, I don't know, we always called it just kind of a cross buck action because everything goes to the right. The ball carrier underneath cuts it to the left side. It's a great play, but that time Jackson Heise did a nice job with Ian Anderson. I'm going to tell you, I'm not so sure Anderson saw the ball. He just happened to be in the same area that the ball carrier ran into.
How many times have I told you luck beats skill every time?
All the time, right?
And it's at the 5-yard line for JCN. 5-yard line, third and goal. Full house backfield. Quarterback is going to go rolling right, looking right, throwing into the end zone, and it's off the hands of the intended receiver and incomplete. And out for Jeff North, it is fourth and goal at the 5-yard line. Because JCN has been at, what, both 5-yard lines tonight, haven't they?
Yep, they started possession at their own 5-yard line and now have pushed it all the way down to the Jackson Heights 5-yard line. And I think Coach Schneider is going to utilize that second one. You want to keep it here?
Yeah, we're going to hang on to it here for just a moment. 6:40 to go in the first half. Neither team able to put anything on the board. And for JCN, it's a huge play here. I mean, I don't anticipate anybody kicking field goals tonight, even though this would be about as short as you're going to get one, PAT range. But I don't suspect that that is in the cards. And it's a quick opportunity for us to preview tomorrow and homecoming at Wilcox Stadium.
Yeah, homecoming 2021. It's Hall of Fame weekend at the college, and Benedictine going to entertain the most interesting uniform combination in the conference and maybe in the country, right? Missouri Valley is going to make their way to Atchison. Paul Trothen, I'm telling you, I about fell over when I saw this. Paul Trothen, his 20th season, will bring the Missouri Valley Vikings to Atchison, and Hall of Fame weekend, I'd say three individuals that you are very familiar with.
I'd say you can't get three better people, not only grand athletes, but three better people that are going into the Benedictine Hall of Fame with Dennis Murphy and Emily Smith and, of course, Jason Weirich. And they are great people. We'll be talking about them a lot this evening and tomorrow at the game.
Weirich or Moody, who is better shooter? Let's ask both of them tomorrow and see which one they say.
Both will say me. Here's the handoff. No, quarterback is back. Chased out. Now throws to the end zone. A diving effort. Does he catch it? And is it in? It's a reception at the 1-yard line. It is short of the end zone. JCN advances the ball. And Gus, you cannot, from our vantage point here at the 50, even see daylight between the football and the goal line. However, the Jackson Heights defense, it bent as far as you can humanly bend, did not break.
Okay, I'm going to throw this out here. You've got great vision if you don't think that ball broke the invisible plane over there. Because I'm just saying, the ball doesn't have to completely cross it. As long as the nose touches the plane at any point, I mean, that's yeah, for Jackson Heights, a big defensive stop right there.
And Jackson Heights has 11 guys standing in the end zone waiting for the snap of the football. They will get it back, and quarterback Jason Mosley is just going to push forward. And now he'll bounce to the outside, and what a grand job of getting that ball out of the end zone and moving it forward. That ball is going to be all the way up to the 9.
So for Jackson Heights, this is going to be their third possession. Here's the deal. Got a whole playbook at your disposal right now, right?
Nothing you can't run from here. Titus Eisenbarth is going to come in, a freshman. They're going to play in for Coach Wick from the near sideline. And Jackson Heights will break the huddle and step out over the football. Receivers either way. And again, I'm going to call that an inverted bone. What would you go? What are you calling that formation?
Yeah.
Quarterback will hand off to his running back, and he is straight ahead and probably has the first down as he gets across the 10-yard line. They're going to give him the first and 10. Let's mark it at the 11.
Yeah, inverted bone. I mean, when you're going to run it out of the gun, so basically what you've got is you've got the quarterback, you've got the running back straight behind him in the pistol, and then you have running backs on either side, you know, a sidecar. So, yeah, inverted bone is probably as good as any way to describe this formation.
Moving along briskly here with 5.5 to go in the opening half. No score in this ball game between Jackson Heights and JCN. Quarterback Jason Bosley. He's got a little room he wants to throw, but instead we'll hand off to his right halfback, and he is going to be hit and dropped and maybe does not regain the line of scrimmage as Ryan Feldkamp wraps him up. We talk about Ryan, and I will tell you, Gus, that Alamance, having seen all these guys play multiple sports, there's no one out there who can outleap Ryan, and no one out there with a longer reach than he has, and he used those long arms to advantage there to grab that running back and wrap him up for no gain. Back at the 11-yard line, second down and 10. Oh, make it a 12-yard. See, moves it forward, didn't he?
How big is Ryan Feldkamp? High wide, 6'4"?
I'm calling him 5. Yeah, I would say he's 6'5".
Well, I tell you, Andrew Baker is probably every bit as tall.
Is that
other side defensive end for Jackson or for JCN, the freshman?
Okay, I have not seen him play, so I can't tell you about him. QB's back to throw for the Cobras. Pass over to the right flat. It's going to be caught. It's going to be another first down as he'll cross the 20-yard line and bump that out of bounds around the 23. Nice catch on the near side by Silas Holiday. Carson McAfee with coverage for the Chargers, and Silas Holiday is 10th catch of the season. First and 10, Cobras. They've got plenty of time, Gus. All their timeouts remain, still 4:20 to go in the opening half. They can put together a long, time-consuming drive and move this thing downfield. They started back inside their own one. QB is going to keep it himself this time. Cut straight ahead, be grabbed at the ankles, and then finally wrapped up and dropped. But another nice 4-yard carry for Jason Bosley.
Yeah, Anthony Larson in on the stop right there for JCN. You also had the freshman Andrew Baker. And the official is going to come over and have a word with the JCN player. Checking in, making sure all is good, and here we go with second down.
Second down and a half dozen. Jackson Heights, they're moving the football here on senior night. Great crowds, as we mentioned this evening. QB's back, throws to his running back coming out of the backfield. He will dance away from the first receiver. A burst of speed, accelerates to the left corner, and Wyatt Bacon will have another. Jackson Heights first and 10.
Yeah, you talk about Bacon out there in the open field. He was kind of slow playing Ethan Knoll, and all of a sudden he just hit that extra gear and picked up good yardage out to the 35. It'll be first and 10 there for Jackson Heights, putting together a nice drive right here.
Wyatt Bacon is that compact kind of running back at 5'8" and 155 with probably deceiving speed. We just saw him right there really show us a great move. Now the quarterback will keep it himself, follow into the left side, take the A-gap, drive through tacklers to the 40, 45. A first down for Bosley on an 11-yard carry. How about that?
That time Cameron Seaver, the free safety, along with Ryan Feldkamp, who comes in to clean it up, but not before Jackson Heights able to pick up another first down. 3:30 and rolling here in the first half.
Cobras with the momentum now after the huge defensive stand. Now they're moving the football just across their own 45-yard line. Back to throw it, Bosley. Looks right, nothing. Now he's going to wind up. He's going to throw deep. This is going to be nearly picked, and it's going to go incomplete. Looking for Grant Amon out there who came back for the ball, but the downfield coverage by Caleb Worthington. Caleb was closer to that pass.
Yeah. What happened was Grant had come inside thinking that ball was going to come down a little sooner. He jumps into the air. Well, as he comes to the ground, ball still hadn't high-pointed, and that time Caleb couldn't find the ball in the lights, and it'll fall incomplete with 3:14 left in the first half. It'll be second and 10 for the Cobra offense.
Play comes in from the near sideline and brings in an additional wide receiver, Tegan Binkley. Second and 10 again at their own 46-yard line. Cobras look to the near side. Trips will go to the right, one to the left. Single man in the backfield with quarterback Bosley, who's straight back to throw. The back stays in to block. QB pulls it down. Now steps straight ahead, breaks a tackle. He's going to get to midfield, into Charger territory. Picks up a first down with just enough yardage down to the 44.
That time Grady Knoll going to make the stop. Ryan Feldkamp also mixed up in there. And with the first down, I didn't even think it was that close.
He gave it a good hard look out there and eyed it up and said, yeah, you know what, that's enough.
With the first down, Jackson Heights quickly back up over their football. 3 minutes now left in the first half.
Plenty and plenty of time for them. And, again, they have a full complement of timeouts remaining. They'll stay with the trips right. QB's back now. We'll flare it over to the near side on a crossing pattern, breaking the first tackle, getting down to the 40, down to the 35-yard line, just right short of another first and 10. The throw from Bosley to Jude Williams, and Carson McAfee with another tackle. Jude Williams did what all great receivers do, guys that made the first guy miss.
Yeah, make the catch first, and then they were able to turn around, make the first guy miss, and pick up good yardage. Now you're looking at second and one. The ball is at the 35. Got a whole arsenal of plays right here.
Bacon on the right, Williams on the left. Quarterback Bosley's going to keep it himself, go straight ahead, pick up a first down, and plenty to spare. Inside the 30-yard line, he'll pick up about six or seven. Down to the Charger 28, Ethan Knoll, Anthony Larson, the duo on the stop for Jeff North. But the momentum has fully, Gus, shifted now over to the Cobra side.
Yeah, and if you're Jackson Hines, again, you're watching this clock go down, but now you've reached the two-minute mark, and so you're going to have to speed things up just a little bit. You do have, what, I believe all three of your timeouts at your disposal. But for Jackson Heights, now you're to the point where you need to start getting serious about putting this thing in.
Amon left to Holiday right for quarterback Bosley, who will keep it himself. Little QB draw, pushes his running back in front of him. The lead block, good for 9 yards, down to the Charger 20. Anthony Larson with another tackle, and again, a completely designed quarterback draw. And I like how Bosley kind of grabbed his running back and said, get up here in front of me and give me a little bit of room up here to go. Going to make it about an 8-yard carry. Let's call it a second down and a long two. Just short of the Charger 20. Quarterback will keep it again. Same play. And Gus, what's happening now for Jackson Heights is another tackle by Anthony Larson. We talk about this a lot. If a play is working, you keep running it. And right now that quarterback draw is working for Heights.
Yeah, Heights is doing a great job running the football with their quarterback, Jason Bosley. And the problem is, now they're at a minute 18, and they're running that play. They're having a lot of success. Keep running it. I like it. And forcing Anthony Larson to make the stop on the play. But now you need to start pushing the ball towards the end zone.
Holiday Bigby to the left side. The handoff is going to go into the A-gap and inside the 15, down to the 10, and down to the 7-yard line. Ethan Knoll with another tackle, and we're going to get the timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. Just inside a minute to play in the opening half. And Jackson Heights moving the football, but the game is tied. We're scoreless.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Coming out of the first time out of the half, Jackson Heights is second down 2 at the JCN 7-yard line. They have moved the ball briskly on this possession. And again, the handoff is going to go into the left side. A very short yardage this time for Wyatt Bacon. You got Grady Knoll with the stop. He did not get the first down. And now, Gus, time is an issue. Now you are third and one. You're just outside the 5. And we're going to hang on to it here as we've had our second at timeout taken by Jackson Heights. And again, as the Cobras come over to the near sideline, I'm just really surprised if Coach Wick doesn't say, okay, Jason Bosley, just take that thing to the end zone.
Yeah, so you've got one timeout left. You're going to stop the clock momentarily to reset the one stick if you get a first down right here. I agree. I mean, I think you leave the ball in the hands of your quarterback. He has been great all night. He's been great all season. I mean, coming into today's game, 82 rushes for 472 yards and 5 touchdowns. And right here, let your quarterback look for his 6th rushing touchdown of the season.
But with that said, okay, let's flip to the other side defensively. If you're JCN, do you have enough confidence that Bosley's going to try to run it that you sell out?
Yeah. Yeah, why not? I mean, if you give up the touchdown, it's going to happen, right? Like, I mean, you still have a lot of faith in your offense. There's a lot of football left to be played, but I think if you're Jay-Z right here, this is the time you sell out.
Here's Bosley on his third down and one at the six. With a back on either side of him, the quarterback will take it, and they'll run the same play, handing off left side, slashing into the left is Wyatt Bacon. Ethan Noll with another tackle. It is a first down, but now the final time out of the half taken by Jackson Heights. Because Heights is going to have to throw the ball now?
No, they didn't call
it. Oh, they didn't take it?
It's just,
oh, the official stopped this down and moved it down the bottom. Okay. So they do have a timeout left. It is first and goal at the 4-yard line. Quarterback is back, running left. He's got room. He'll walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Jason Bosley, from 4 yards away at Jackson Heights with only 26 seconds of play in the opening half, has the first score of the game.
The first score of the game on a drive where they went 99 yards en route to getting themselves onto the scoreboard. And we talk about this all the time. They scored. They also won the toss, deferred to the second half. They're going to get the ball to start this second half.
And 99 yards, you're not giving them enough credit. And 35 inches. Because that thing was right down at the goal line when they took this over. And they are going to kick for a PAT. Bosley is also the kicker. It'll be held by Holiday. It's going to be a little straight-ahead boot. The toe to it is plenty high and long. A little wobbly, but true. And we got a timeout of the field. Taking a break, Joseph, at 26 seconds to go in the half. Jackson Heights on the board. Cobras 7, Chargers nothing.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Hayden Doyle gets set to put a toe to the football for the second time tonight as his Jackson Heights team has taken a 7-0 lead. Here's the boot. End over end, high and very, very short. Fair catch called for and made by Jeff North at the 34-yard line. Here comes the Charger offense, and because for JCN, they were able to move the ball in their last possession. The first two, not so much. The last possession, they were able to drive it down and actually have a first and goal and gotten very near the goal line, unable to put anything on the board there. So they have begun to move the ball. My point being that this offense may try to do something here at the end of the half.
Yeah, that's the big question right now is if you're JCN, do you try to push the ball down the field? You've got a couple timeouts in 25 seconds. I don't know. Maybe. I hate to say this. I'm a little old school. I think I just hand the ball off or fall on it.
Well, they don't go to the diamond, at least. Quarterback from the pistol. Running back is on his left-handed. Fowler's back to throw. Rolling left. Penalty markers are down. He's going to step up into the pocket, start run with it. He'll break a tackle at the 30, cross the 35 to the 40, 45 and up near the 50. But that may be all coming back as that marker's right in hold territory. Preliminary indication, holding Jefferson County North. We're at 13 seconds to go.
You got a Jackson Heights player out there who...
A little wobbly?
Yeah, maybe the officials probably need to look at him. See him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He
ran into his teammate.
Yeah, he went helmet to helmet with his teammate, got up, and he kept shaking his head and looking around. Yeah, I don't know. 13 seconds left here in the first half. And for JCN, that's a big penalty. It's going to back you up. And now
this is where you fall on it.
Got to just hit a knee right here.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. They're going to surround the ball, and that's going to do it. We come into halftime here at Jackson Heights High School. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. And intermission, it's Jackson Heights 7, Jeff North scoreless.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Online at mscsports.net. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show begins right after these messages. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care, with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
As the teams exit the field, Jackson Heights going to their locker room. Jefferson County North is going to huddle up in the north end zone, and now they're going to maybe go relocate a little bit as a halftime entertainment about ready to ensue here tonight. But tell you what, you young guys who like games that are like 62 to 78, you know, you wouldn't like this, but for me, this has been very interesting and exciting football and a 7-0 halftime score.
Yeah, this game's right in your wheelhouse.
It is perfect.
I'm telling you. Yeah, but you know, we got to a 7-0 score, and it's not like both teams just ran the ball down the field. I mean, both teams throw a lot of passes in the first half, but they were those high percentage passes, right? Flare the ball out to the flat, get the ball to my running back coming out of the backfield. I mean, they did a lot of things that, you know, are going to work. They're going to run the time off the clock. They're also going to pick you up first downs. Both teams huddled a bit in the first half, and so, I mean, just a handful of things that we've seen tonight that here we are, week 8. I think we're seeing a lot of things that we haven't seen to this point this season.
Yeah, and for Jefferson County North, the biggest ground-gaining play that they had was the long pass from Fowler to Feldkamp in that one drive in which they nearly scored. But we also are seeing J.C. and do the things that we knew that they would do, and that is have the quarterback, you know, keep the ball, a lot of this option run, you know, to the perimeter and try to decide who's going to carry it and try to read that defense a little bit. For Jackson Heights, we saw the quarterback carry the ball a ton. So both of these quarterbacks are pivotal to their offenses in the way they carry the ball.
Yeah, we talked about Bosley coming into the ball game that he had 82 rushing yards for 472 yards. He gets into the end zone already once tonight for what will be his 6th rushing touchdown of the season. For Jackson Heights, keep the ball in that young man's hands, right? I mean, he has been great all night. He is a senior, 6'2", a buck 85 senior for this team. You talk about Jackson Heights, 3 possessions in the first half. They punted on their first one. Their second one took them into the second quarter, and they turned it over on downs. And that third one was a 99-yard touchdown drive. For JCN, they went 3-and-out on drive 1. Drive 2 ended up punting. Drive 3 was one where they got all the way down the goal line and felt like Feldkamp got into the end zone. Officials said no, and then on that fourth possession, just took it to half. So both teams have not had a whole lot of plays, but I think if you're both coaching staffs, you go here into the break, and that's what you talk about. You talk about the limited numbers of plays in the first half and that you have got to do something with the football when you have these opportunities here in the second half.
And there's the problem for Jefferson County North right now. You go into the locker room and in a game like this, and you're trailing. Now, what that means is in the second half, you're going to have 4 possessions, okay? You probably are going to have 3. You're probably going to get a 4-possession second half. That means that if you're going to win this game, you must score 2 of your 4 possessions. You got to score on half of your possessions in the second half if you're going to win this game. Now, you're trailing at intermission, even though it's only by a score.
Yep. I mean, and that's just it. And really, if you're going to be safe about it, you need to score then on 3 of them and allow yourself a little bit of a cushion in the second half. If you're Jackson Heights, they're saying, hey, we're scored on 33% of our drives. We score one more time. We're feeling pretty good about where we're at tonight. So,
and they maybe don't have to score again.
Right? Yeah. I mean, if your defense keeps playing that way. So, I don't know. I think we're set for what should be a fun second half. Can I tell you the one common thread between both locker rooms? Clean up the penalties. Right. I think there were a couple big penalties in the first half that the both coaching staff just don't want to see much of in a second.
One last thing, and then we're going to send it back to Joseph for halftime. The one thing, and I'm just going to go ahead and throw the broadcaster's hex right out here. What we have not seen and what neither of these teams can afford, turning the ball over. Haven't seen any of that yet. We'll hope it doesn't happen. Hey, it's a great first half. We've been able to enjoy second half coming up here on Care Radio for right now. With the intermission score, Jackson Heights 7, Jeff North nothing. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph of the Care Sports Studio because, oh yeah, it's another fantastic halftime.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pigs. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you the Jefferson County North at Jackson Heights game. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz in just a few minutes. I did want to mention coming up on the Sports Center here at Care Radio, we've got Benedictine College football for you tomorrow. It's homecoming as they play host to the Missouri Valley Vikings. Tune in right around 12:30 to make sure that you get all that pregame show. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. Then next week, of course, we'll have Sports Look coming to you live from the Care Sports Studios. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday nights, right around 5:15 p.m. Then next weekend, we've got to-be-announced high school playoff football coming to you on Friday night at 7 p.m. Make sure that you listen to the broadcasts during the week, during the sports broadcasts during the week, to find out who we will be broadcasting next Friday night. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the area at the local scores.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With 3 tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Taking a look around the area, we've got these scores. We have Maranatha at 36 points to Clifton Clyde's at 6. In the Washington County Valley Falls game, it's Washington County 12, Valley Falls 6. Axtel is visiting Onega tonight. Axtel is leading all the way at 14-0. Frankfurt is leading Lynn with 32 points to Lynn's 6. In the Central at Wabunsee game, Wabunsee is on top at 28 points to Centralia's 14. In this game, we've got Jackson Heights at 7 points to Jefferson County North 0. Northern Heights is leading Valley Heights with a score of Northern Heights 26, Valley Heights 0. Silver Lake is leading Pleasant Ridge with a score of Silver Lake 17, Pleasant Ridge 0. In the Nemaha Central at Republic County game, it is Nemaha Central at 27 points, Republic County 0. In the Red Hawks Blue Jays game, Hiawatha is at 3 points, while Sabetha Blue Jays are sitting at 14 points. In the Tigers Wildcat games, Holton looks to be carrying on their season tradition of winning the games. They're leading 40-0 at halftime. Rock Creek is at 25 points to Royal Valley's 0. Rossville Dogs are leading Mission Valley 28-0. And St. John's Tipton is leading Rock Hills 16-0.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 45 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, high of 64. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows level off around 55. Overcast skies. Mid-70s Sunday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning much cooler Monday with highs in the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now in Atchison, it's 55.2 degrees Fahrenheit. The wind is out of the south-southeast at about 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity sitting at 71%, dew point 46 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels-like temperature is 53 degrees. We've got a steady barometric pressure at 29.94 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz in just a couple of moments.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
Welcome back to Jackson Heights High School in Jackson County, Kansas, where tonight it's halftime of this high school ball game on CARE Radio, week 8. Of the 2021 season, and it's a 7-0 lead here for the home team.
Like Suburban Holden?
Yeah, maybe. It depends. You know, some people may not look at it that way, but we're about, a couple, 3 miles north of Holden right here on 75 Highway. So, with that said, you know, here in the heart of the Northeast Kansas League, a couple of teams that have played for years and years, and Gus Green on both sides, and fans who love their teams, and they're being treated to really entertaining and a very close game here tonight. Again, 7-0 at halftime. The home team, Jackson Heights, here on senior night is out in front.
Yeah, we saw first half that most of it was scoreless, right? Jackson Heights finally got onto the board with 26 seconds left in the first half. And so Jackson Heights, a good first half where they them for JCN. I think you look at a missed opportunity right there down to the goal line and weren't able to punch it in. And I think Coach Snyder knows that. I think his team knows that. And so I think here in the second half, we're set for what should be some fun.
A long way from being over. And again, and I know that Joseph reminded everybody that they're enjoying this high school. FM Horton Atchison is the first half took under an hour. This kind of a contest, and can't imagine anything changing as we move into the second half. Games don't usually change about week 8, you know?
Yeah, week 8, you're pretty settled into what you do and how well you do it.
Because you had a couple 3 scores there as you were here at halftime.
Did we have? We have the Wabunsey was I believe 28-14 was that score.
And in a minute, we need to probably look at this district because, 42 teams tied for second place in the district for the end of the night?
Yeah, so if Wabunsey can win, Jackson Heights can hold on to beat JCN, you're going to end up having like a 3 with come down to points. And so, again, a close game is probably not all bad right now for JCN.
Let's see. Cobras won the flip of the coin at the onset of the ballgame and elected to defer to the second half. Jefferson County North is going to be set to put a total of both Jude Williams and Wyatt Bacon are back deep for the Cobras, and they are respecting both back inside the 5-yard line. Fellcamp's kick is a monster. It is going to be taken. Football, they will come. Cobras with a little daylight bursting into the coverage across the 25 and up right at the 30-yard line. That was an outstanding that was the kind of return, Gus, that Jude Williams likes. There was no dancing around. There was no foolishness. He was running straight at the goalpost on the other end.
Carson McAfee along with Caleb Worthington make the special team stop right there for JCN. And, yeah, that's the kind of return you like. Stay between the hashes. Get down the field.
Carson's grandmother is here. Marie is out in the parking lot listening to the ball game. I hope she's listening. I hope she's enjoying this one here tonight up from Lawrence. Set to go the first play of the second half. And here comes the Jackson Heights offense. And again, they'll go to that little inverted bone. Handoff is going to go to the fullback. And no, the quarterback is going to pull it back and be swarmed at the line of scrimmage. No gain for Jason Bosley on the first play of the second half.
Yeah, that was a play that worked really well at the end of the first half. And for JCN that time, Braden Williams was able to get in there and make the stop. For JCN, in the early going of the first quarter, they were getting a lot of pressure up front with their defensive linemen. Problem is, right now, they're not getting quite that push. And so for Jackson Heights, they're able to push forward and pick up that 5 yards before you get to the linebackers.
Can you give me a 32 right there, if you would?
Sure.
They're going to say there's a gain of about a yard maybe for Bosley. A good generous spot. Second down, 9. Bosley's back to throw. Looking right. Throwing right. Has a man open. It's going to be caught across the line of scrimmage. Breaking a first tackle to the 40 and picking up a first down to the 42-yard line. The catch and carry by Silas Holiday. Tackled by Grady Knowles. So Bears will have their first down of the second half. 7-0, Heights in front. First and 10 of their own 42-yard line. The weather continues to be perfect out here. They're talking about some inclement weather coming in, you know, toward the end of the weekend, but here tonight, you've heard the term Chamber of Commerce weather. This is it right here. With backs on either side of it, Bosley. Well, go straight ahead. Across the 45-yard line, Jude Williams is going to pick up about 5 yards. Ethan Noel with another tackle. Well, I'll tell you what, both Ethan Noel and Grady Noel have really done a great job from those linebacker spots tonight for the Chargers.
Yeah, you've got a couple of sophomores as your linebackers right now. Those guys are doing a great job of reading and reacting, and they're getting downhill in a quick manner. 2nd and 5 right now is the call for Jackson Heights, and split 2 to the right, 1 to the left.
2nd down, call. Motion will go to the wide side of the field. Quarterback will hand off to the left side. That's the same play that we saw them run almost exclusively on the touchdown scoring drive on the handoff to Wyatt Bacon. And he runs a little slant into the left side of the line. It's going to be good for about 3. 3rd and 2, right at the 50.
Anthony Larson, the first guy in there. Zachary Toole, the second guy in for JCN. And a big 3rd down call right now. Maybe a little bigger for the JCN defense than it is for the Jackson Heights offense.
Cobras at the 50-yard line. Silas Holiday very, very wide to the left side. Keegan Binkley slot. Now he'll come motion back to the right across the middle of the field. Quarterback is going to take it, and he will run to the left side, turn the corner, and it's all coming back. That marker's down right at the line of scrimmage, and there was a very apparent hold over on the edge.
Well, I saw the hold happen as they were trying to get down the line, but I really thought it was, you know, it was still within the tackle box. A lot of times you don't get an official to call that, but the lineman was trying to slide down the line with the quarterback, and he was losing half of his jersey in the process. So the 10-yard penalty really going to hurt Jackson Heights. They had picked up the first down instead. So they're going to be backed up looking at a, what, 3rd and 14 probably, give or take, where they're going to say that the hold occurred.
Going back to the play that we see Jackson Heights running with great success, because what it is in my opinion, it's almost kind of like a jet sweep where you send to put the ball in the hand of a guy running to the side, but instead of getting to the edge and then turning up near, you know, near the numbers and up toward the outside edge, he cuts in much more quickly than that into the line, you know, in the guard tackle area, and it continues that, you know, that against the grain kind of a run, but turning it up sooner. Here puts his head down, and not a lot of room for Bosley this time. It's on the 3rd down, 13 call. He's going to get maybe 2 of that back, and it's Grady Knoll this time with the stop. And we will see the Cobras bring in the punting unit. Haven't had to do this a lot tonight.
Yeah, and we talked about it at half that both of these coaching staffs were going to go into the break, and there's one common thread between both teams was going to be clean up the penalties. Big hold right there is going to cost Jackson Heights their first possession in the second half.
Here's Caleb Worthington back to return the punt. Gus, I think Sputnik is bouncing the beams back down. They found my telephone here. I'm getting messages from 3 o'clock this afternoon. Here's the punt. It is high and very, very, very short. It may have even been touched. Everybody's going to get away from this thing. It's going to bound around the 45-yard line of JCN down to the 44. And ultimately, that is going to be about a 15-yard punt.
Yeah. So for GTN, excellent starting field position. And again, Coach Schneider, we talked about it at half and how few possessions you had gotten in the first half that you're not going to have a whole lot. You're going to have to score, you know, on almost every possession here in the second half. Well, you got a great place to start this possession.
Do you remember Sputnik? It was back in, it was like I was younger then.
I was going to say, I was not there at the time.
You weren't there at the time. First and 10, here comes James Gambit's first possession of the second half. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Straight ahead for Blake Fowler, and that's a gain of about 3, depending on the spot, perhaps even 4 yards, and Wyatt Bacon with the tackle. These two teams do a lot of things the same, don't they, or is it just me? I mean, both of them have quarterbacks who are very willing to and very able to run the football. Both of them have very active linebackers who are making what I feel like is a lion's share of the tackles for both of these teams here tonight. And I see a lot of similarities with these two clubs.
Oh, yeah, they're very mirrors to themselves, right? 4-3, 5-2, 3-2, 4-1. I mean, there are a lot of similarities between these two teams.
Fowler with a single man to his left hand out of the pistol. Trips left, 1 right, 2nd down and 7 call. Quickly back to throw is going to be Blake Fowler. Steps up, hit as he throws. The ball is a little wobbly. We've got it picked off at the 25-yard line. Up the left side and bumped out of bounds at the 45. The first turnover of the game is an interception by Jackson Heights. And that interception, Gus, was caused by Fowler as he released the ball, getting hit by a defender.
Yeah, he had a lot of pressure in his face. Really wasn't able to step into that pass. He had to let it go and short arm it a little bit, and the defender was able to come back, make the interception over there. And again, a tough break for JCN with the interception on play one.
7-12 to play in the third quarter. Jackson Heights with the ball, then the lead. Handoff is going to go to the left halfback, and he will burst into the middle, picking up about 3. He's up at his own 48-yard line, bringing up a 2nd down, 7 call. And again, these two teams, even though they have thrown a little bit, continue to be very predominantly ground-oriented offenses. I guess we're going to see out of the game for Jackson Heights, who were on the near side. One of the wide receivers are going to bring a different guy in, and bring the play in is going to be Binkley for the Cobras. Binkley will fill a slot to the near side. Wide to the near side is going to be Silas Holiday. Quarterback Mosley will keep it himself. Kind of slow walk it into the middle, trying to find a little daylight, and what he really finds is Ethan Knoll. Now the ball pops loose late, but the officials has blown the play dead as the ball gets across the 50-yard line down to the 49, a gain of about 3 more. It is a 3rd down, 4 for Jackson Heights at the JCN 49.
And so on that play, Jackson Heights ran into the middle. JCN was okay with letting him push forward and try to pick up, you know, just a little bit as they were really going after that football. Officials blow the play dead, and then the ball came out late. But I think right now that is what JCN's going to try to do. They're trying to separate that football.
Again, the Chargers suffering that turnover a moment ago. Jackson Heights has not turned the ball over today. It's a 3rd down, 4. Quarterback is going to keep it himself again. He'll slow walk it up. Now try to get to the edge, turn the corner, but he's going to be hit. And in spite of Dak and Everett, he will be brought down. And I think just short of the 1st down, Caleb Worthington with the tackle. But, Gus, he's so close. Jackson Heights may think about this going on 4th down. They've done it in this territory before.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking 4th and a... Yeah, about the length of a football right here, so I don't see any reason for Jackson Heights to punt the football here.
Considering as well, their last punt netted 15 yards, punting not their longest suit here tonight on 2 punts. Neither of them was particularly deep. But now, quarterback Jason Bosley comes all the way over to the near sideline, talks to Coach Wick, goes back out on the field, also followed out by Titus Eisenbarth, and they're taking a world of time as they come out of the huddle. 4th down and very short near the Charger 45-yard line. Quarterback's going to keep it, surge forward, but wait, we're going to have a timeout. Let's take a break. It'll be 4th down when we come back at 4:49 to play in the 3rd quarter. The score remains Jackson Heights 7, Jeff North scoreless.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232.
We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
We're back, and it's fourth down and very short. Jackson Heights quarterback's going to take it. He's just going to race to the line of scrimmage, power through, picking up a couple of yards, and another Jackson Heights first and 10. Down to the 43-yard line of JCN.
So just prior to the timeout, we saw Jackson Heights line up under center. This time they go to the gun and then just rush the ball forward, picking up the first down. I like it. When you've been in gun the entire game, continue to stay in the gun, right? Because too many bad things can happen when all of a sudden you're stepping up under center trying to handle that snap on what's not a cold night, but it's a cool enough night.
Three to the left and one to the right for quarterback Jason Bosley. Fresh set of downs. It's first and 10. Heights at the Charger 43-yard line. QB's back to throw. Pass over the left side. Caught, and immediately the tackle made at the 40. A short 3-yard gain caught by Jude Williams.
That time Jackson Heights is able to flare the ball off into the left flat, and the tackle over there for JCN, Ethan Knoll, the sophomore.
Over the course of the season, Jude Williams has done a lot of both on offense, both rushing and receiving the football. He's a multi-talented athlete out there. Play's going to come in for Jackson Heights from the near sideline. And into the game, that's Josh, is that right? Josh Smith, freshman, 6'1 freshman. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Cobras continue to lead. Now the handoff into the middle, trying to pick his way forward and maybe getting an additional yard, not much more than that. Again, Grady Knoll with another tackle in the middle for JCN. This time, because for Jackson Heights, it's a bit of a different look. They have been picking up 2, 3, 4 yards at a go. Now they're looking at a third down and 8 and third and long. It's a bit of a different problem.
Yeah, right now JCN is getting a good push up front, right? And they did this early on in the first quarter, and then it kind of wore off as the half progressed. But right now JCN doing a good job up front, not really allowing those big run lanes in between, and Jackson Heights struggling to find some of those big gaps that they were seeing in the second quarter.
Chargers need a big stop here if they're going to get the ball back and have a chance to tie this game. And penalty markers all over the place. We had motion. I'm going to call this a false start against Jackson Heights. So a third down and 8 now becomes a third down and an unlucky 13 with just over 2.5 to go in the third quarter. And again, we did the math. We talked about it right at halftime. JCN can expect 3, probably 4 possessions in the second half. They've already had one of them, and we're late in the third quarter. Down by a score, they're going to have to put something on the board shortly.
Right. Wasn't it just one play? Right? Wasn't it an interception on the first play?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, right now you're at 237 in the third quarter, and you've touched the ball for one play.
Haven't had any offense.
Right.
Here comes the Cobra offense. What they've got up their sleeve, Bosley. And the pistol back to throw again. The blitz is on. They're setting up a screen, I thought, as quickly as it came through. The pass is going to be complete over the middle, but it'll be a gain of about 6 or 7 on a third down, 13. Fourth down is your call now for Jackson Heights. And again, at the Charger 40-yard line, they may well leave their offense out there as we're approaching 2 minutes of play in the third quarter, and Heights leading 7-0.
Okay. The officials are out there talking. I'm wondering if they saw the same thing.
Boom,
there it is.
Marker.
Yeah, you had a couple offensive linemen way downfield when he made that catch. And I saw it, and I'm like, eh. And then they started talking about it. I figured that's what happened because you're running a screen. You expect that ball to get out of the quarterback's hands quickly. And so that's not on.
There we go.
Yeah, ineligible receiver downfield. That's not on those offensive linemen because they don't know what's going on behind them. They know that it's stock block 1, 2, and then release. And so the penalty, I think if you're JCN, you move him back.
Well, see, again, that was what's surprising. When the pressure came through that quickly, you know it was a screen. And then he's pulled back and then held it and then threw downfield. And like you say, that caused that penalty, which has been declined. So the ineligible downfield is declined. And we'll see what Jackson Heights does as they're bringing three offensive linemen back in. And now they're bringing in a fourth man. And they've got 12 guys out there, Gus, with a minute 50 to go on the clock rolling along. Isn't that a dozen?
I saw four guys come in and three guys go out. Unless one went out earlier. I don't count well.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ah, that's 11.
Yes, the one must have just come out right after the play.
They're going to leave the offense out there on a 4th-and-7 call. Just short of the Charger 40. Quarterback is back to throw on a big 4th-and-down. Now he's going to scramble, looking to run. It's going to be hit. Drags the defender, pulls him for the first down. What an incredible play by the quarterback, Jason. He goes out of bounds into the Charger sideline, inside the 30-yard line. A big 1st-and-10 play. He gained 11 yards. Is there a marker down over there? Because now I'm seeing the officials holding up play once again and have not yet moved any of the down boxes.
And they haven't moved the boxes. The official is standing right there at the 30, and Coach Schneider is coming out to talk to the white hat because...
I wonder if they get a call like... Did you see that kind of an alligator roll on that tackle over there? With a minute 24 to go in the third quarter. And again, you do have CN head coach Jeff Schneider out to about as far out of the field as the numbers, and he's having a very hard-to-hard conversation with the crew here tonight. While they're talking it over, we're going to talk about our upcoming game tomorrow, homecoming for Benedictine. It is Hall of Fame weekend. I anticipate a tremendous crowd of Raven fans turning all of the events in and on and around campus. And we're looking forward to bringing you the game. Pre-game on Care Radio at about 12:30. It is a 1 o'clock kickoff from Wilcox Stadium, Benedictine, and Missouri Valley.
Got a halftime interview tomorrow.
To take a lot of time. We got a great halftime interview tomorrow. I could tip you off by saying it will be a beautiful day in the Mokan area.
That's all I could think about when you were talking about the weather and tomorrow. And it's always a beautiful day in the Mokan area.
Yes, and we're going to talk to Dennis Murphy at halftime tomorrow. Coach Murphy and an institution in that Raven coaching staff, and we're going to talk to him about games and playoff years and particular plays that stood out, particular moments in time, particular athletes, just a lot of things. Unfortunately, halftime is only, 20-25 minutes. We could have gone on for hours, I'm sure. When it's said and done, they're going to advance the sticks. Nothing happened. No penalties were additionally given. It's going to be 1st and 10 at the 30-yard line. Jackson Heights in the JCN 30. Now a little run into the left side of the line, and again, very short yardage. But for Jackson Heights, they're in four-down territory right now. They have been for a while. They have been since the 50-yard line. They don't need to gain a lot at a time. What they want to do is keep rolling along, keep maintaining possession of the ball, keep milking time off the clock. We're in the last minute of the third quarter right now. 7-0. Jackson Heights with the ball and with the lead. They are 2nd-and-9 just inside the Charger 30-yard line. The receiver, wide to the left side, is going to be Grant Amon. Wide to the right side, they're going to come. You got Holiday over here. Quarterback is going to hand off the same play we've seen a dozen times tonight to Wyatt Bacon, and this time it's good for another 4 yards, and that is going to do it for the third quarter. We got a timeout of the field. We are 3/4 through the ball game here this evening. Your score, Jackson Heights 7, Jefferson County North nothing.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Hey, welcome back to the campus of Jackson Heights High School, Jackson County, Kansas, where we move to the fourth quarter of the ninth high school football game on Care Radio. Cobras leading 7-0 and driving the football. They are third down and five at the JCN 25-yard line. Back to the inverted bone, quarterback Jason Bosley. Receiver wide to the right side. Quarterback will keep it. Now the option to pitch. Trying to get to the outside edge is going to be Bacon. He is going to be hauled down short. Tremendous pursuit by Grady Knoll. Gus, I got to think there are not a lot of guys out there who can track Wyatt Bacon down from behind, but Grady was able to make the tackle, leaving the Cobras looking at a fourth down, long two, maybe three.
Yeah, that time as Bacon got outside the tackle box, I really thought he was going to be able to angle himself up for the first down, but out of nowhere came Grady Knoll and was able to track him down, make the stop, and it'll bring up a fourth and three now for Jackson Heights. I'm going to tell you, here in the second half, some of their best yardage has come getting outside of the tackle.
On his fourth down play, Titus Eisenbarth will return to the lineup, and he will settle in the backfield. One receiver wide each way. Aiming to one side, Williams to the other. It is a fourth down call. Now they're going to go to a more of a wildcat. Snap the ball to one of the running backs. Quarterback is going to be a lead block. They'll stretch it out, try to get to the edge, and he is going to make a great last effort, get to the edge, and I think we'll pick up the first down just across the 20-yard line. Because they were in the inverted bone, made a shift to the left, which put everyone to the left side, and the wildcat snap to the running back had the quarterback and the other two running backs out as lead blockers on that sweep left. It is first and 10 just inside the 20-yard line. Heights keeps the drive alive. Quarterback will take it at the belt, run straight ahead. Going to be grabbed at the knees and going to be brought down by Anthony Larson. It is a gain of about three. And again, Jackson Heights utilizing a lot of time. But for Heights, winning the game, big time, big deal. But needing to win the game by a couple of TDs is maybe even bigger.
Yeah, that's going to be the big thing for Jackson Heights. And we'll keep an eye on that as the game progresses. I think for me right now, the biggest thing is GCN has run one play in the second half.
Cobras wide to the right and two to the left. Two receivers short side. A back on either side of Bosley on a second down call. He will keep it himself, duck into the middle, turn it inside the 15, go down hard at the 13-yard line. You've got Feldkamp and Larson, the duo of tacklers for Jeff North.
Also kind of getting mixed up in the action was Mason Weiser, a junior defensive lineman for JCN.
Mason just came in on that last play. Caden Moots getting a moment of breath. He'll probably be right back in. 9:45 and rolling along here in the fourth quarter. It is a 7-0 lead for Jackson Heights. They are moving the football and threatening inside the 15-yard line. It is a third down five. Cobras will take it. Quarterback back to throw. Looking, being chased. Breaks a tackle, breaks another, but will be pulled down just short of the original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring him up fourth down and six. Bosley drops back to throw, but Gus, he really didn't get a chance to look downfield because the pressure was on him and flushed him out right away.
Yeah, that time JCN did a great job with their defensive lineman getting up the field and forcing Bosley forward, and that time the free safety, Cameron Seaver, was able to come up and make the stop, and it will be a fourth and six, and we are at 9 minutes left in this game.
Titus Eisenbarth started into the game. Coach Wick called him back, changed his mind, gave him a different play, and then Wick brings it into the huddle. It is a fourth down seven call for Jackson Heights. They're inside the 20-yard line. They'll split out of the backfield, going to a single man in the backfield. That's going to be Bacon to the left of the quarterback. QB is back to throw. Looking over the middle. Has a man in the end zone. It's broken up, and a marker's down to the line of scrimmage. we're going to have a hole in JCN's defense is going to prevail.
You wanted to say hold again, didn't you?
I was thinking, I'm like, I can't do that. That's unacceptable.
So we had
that's not going to work.
We had a holding call on the interior line of Jackson Heights, and so for JCN, it was kind of a free play. How many times do we see the offense with a free play, right? A guy jumps off sides, and you can do. That time, you had a holding, so on the back end of your defense, you play a little more aggressive because if you get called for the pass interference, they're going to offset each other, and you just replay the down, right? And if they don't call it, then it's all the better. So when it's all said and done, Jackson Heights put together a drive that takes a lot of time off the clock, but they're going to end their fifth possession of the evening on downs.
So if I reach for the thesaurus, JCN's going to reach for the playbook. They've got to get some points on the board. They have not been able to do that all night long. They're going to be in this possession at their own 15-yard line. Handoff is going to go to the left side. That's going to be Grady Knoll. Puts his hand on the back of the lead blocker. Works his way to the left side. Takes it across the 20-yard line. Gave him the 22. Nice carry on first and 10 for Jeff North. Chargers with the football. After a big defensive stand, clock rolling along now, a little over 8 minutes to go, 7-0. Heights leading JCN here in the NEKL. Wide to the right side, Ethan Knoll. He's had a big game, particularly on the defensive side of the ball here this evening. With a back on either side, quarterback Blake Fowler. He has not had a lot of snaps in the second half. Will keep it himself, boots straight up the left side. He's going to get a first down, and he'll advance the ball to the 26. 7:50 to go in the game. Jefferson County North, it is hard to believe that before this series, they've had a offensive snap. Well, wait a minute. It would be an offensive snap.
How about an interesting score around that Atchison fans are probably keeping an eye on?
Yeah. Let's kick them with the Phoenix.
Right now, how about this? The Purple Dragons of Pittsburgh are leading number one Baser Linwood 7-0 in that game. So that could be a little monkey wrench in class 4A.
Quarterback back to throw. Fowler in trouble. Hit, and now it makes a late dangerous pitch. Sweeping to the near side and then being tackled at the field of play at the 25-yard line. It's going to be Grady Knoll. Blake Fowler, yes, that was a high-risk play that did not have a high repay.
Yeah. To make this stop, and I don't know, best case scenario right there, only a loss of one for JCN on the play. It'll bring up a 2nd and 11.
We go inside, 7 minutes to play in the game. Receivers to the right side are Ethan Knoll and Ryan Feldkamp filling a slot. Running back to the right side of Blake Fowler. Blake is back, rolling left. Defenders there. He cuts back to the right. Now throwing downfield. He's got Feldkamp, and it's broken up across the 50. I thought there was plenty of contact, but there is no penalty, and Feldkamp is a little dissatisfied with the lack of a call.
Well, okay. Here's the problem with that play. You've got Ryan Feldkamp, who is a very large individual, going up against Tegan Binkley, and they've got Binkley at 5'8", 130. He's 5'6", 120, going up against Feldkamp, who's 6'5", 240. So the problem is the official's just not going to call that very often, okay? They're going to say, well, but you could probably outjump him and push through him. And so, anyway, when it's all said and done, JCN fans not going to be happy with it. It will bring up a 3rd and 11.
JCN hoping to not find out, but they may be at 4-down territory here. Our 3rd and 11 is their own 26-yard. What's up? Now he's thinking about running with the football, bolts to the left side. He will turn the edge, get it upfield, reaches for the first down, gets it. He's at the 40, 45, keeps his balance, crosses midfield, goes down to the 49-yard line. Tremendous balance by Blake Fowler, kept his feet beneath him, kept moving to the north, and moves the sticks on a big, big gain.
Grant Amon with the stop right there for Jackson Heights, but JCN with a huge play, able to get into Heights territory, and this is kind of unfamiliar territory for JCN. You talk about that possession number three where the Chargers were able to get all the way down to the goal line and not get it in. Well, this game has mostly been played on the JCN half of the field.
Chargers now racing up over the football. They're not in that big a hurry. I think they've got that kind of momentum. Pass over into the left flat. It's going to be caught at the 50-45. First down 40. Down the left sideline to the 35-yard line. Bump that bounds into the Chargers sideline.
It'll be around the 33-yard line and another JCN first down.
Right now for the offensive coordinator for JCN, and now we're going to see Caleb Wick do a great job of calling a timeout, because here's the deal. That play sheet gets easy. The plays start rolling off the tongue. Things start going well, and for Jackson Heights, hit the brakes, and let's try to throw a wrench in it.
As Olmo begins to swing over to the west side of the field, we're going to take a timeout at 5:56 to play in the game. It remains Cobra 7, Jeff North scoreless.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Back with you with 5:56 to go. Jeff North coming out of the timeout. Quarterback Fowler back to throw, rolling right, now left. Throws the ball. It's going to be caught just short of the sticks inside the 25-yard line. A 9-yard pickup for Jefferson County North. Clock's going to stop as the receivers bumped out of play on the far sideline inside the 25-yard line. They're going to save right at the 25, make it a second down two. Chargers moving the football, 5:46 to play. And while you do not put the cart before the horse, Gus, you got to be wondering, is JCN in the back of their mind beginning to try to decide, if we score, what do we do? They're a 2-point running team for the most of the season. Second down and two. Back to throws, Fowler again. Steps up in the pocket. Throwing deep. He's got him out of the back of the end zone, and it's over his head and incomplete off the back. A tremendous effort and a great leaping attempt made, but the pass is a little bit too strong. And Blake Fowler, Gus, has great strength, and he is deceiving with how well he can throw and how deeply he can throw the ball.
Does this not work on this one?
Oh, about half of the time. It's just, you know, it's kind of hit and miss. It's all good. Third down. There you go. Third down and two. Jefferson County North. They're at the Cobra 25-yard line, down a touchdown.
You love that home run call on second down.
You do. Oh, that's the right call on second and short. Now here's a handoff and a keeping hold in the middle of the line. Straight ahead goes Grady Knoll. He'll pick up a first down and advance the ball to the 20-yard line. Another first and 10, Jeff North.
Coming up with the stop right there for Jackson Heights, it was Wyatt Rollins. Wyatt coming into the ballgame had 17 tackles from that defensive end position. We're at 5.5 minutes left in the game.
Now, here's the thing. JCN, in the earlier position, even though they moved the ball deeply into Cobra territory, they were picking up 1, 2, 3 at a time. On this position, they're picking up 5, 6, 8 at a time. Bigger chunks. Quarterback, the little wraparound handoff. Bounce to the outside, but not eluding the first tackle. Grady Knoll is going to be wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Nicely done by Wyatt Bacon.
Yeah, Wyatt Bacon did a great job of analyzing the play, getting into the backfield, making a good form tackle right at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be 2nd and 10 for the JCN offense. And now you look over, and Coach Snyder is slowing things down a little bit. He's taking a long look at that play sheet before he gives it into junior quarterback Blake Fowler.
Love these second downs, because it's going to reach into the playbook a little bit. Here's where you would do something maybe a little out of what has become your norm. 2nd down 10. Quarterback rolls right, being pursued, steps up, now tucks the ball, 25, hits a 20. Fowler, stop at the 20-yard line. So he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and it is a 3rd and 10.
Right now,
JCN.
Right there, they were looking for Feldkamp on a little bit of an out pattern, but instead, if you watch what Jackson Heights is doing, safeties are fleeing out, playing pretty much halves more than quarters. And you have linebackers coming up. The middle of the field is wide open for slant.
And J.C. is going to call a timeout. Big third down call coming up. We'll be back with it. 4:03 to go in the ballgame. It remains Cobras 7, Chargers nothing.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
The timeout. Chargers have called the play. It's fourth down and 10 at the 20. Quarterback is back. Rolls left. Throws. He's got his man wide open. The 10. He's driving to the 5. All the way to the 4-yard line. First and goal. J.C. in. And Gus, where did he throw the ball? Go ahead. Go ahead. You can say it.
All right. I got out the blue marker. We got the window in front of us. I diagram the exact same thing during the timeout, right? Because what was happening was they were bailing safeties out, just trying to cover the outside of the field because nothing had been thrown over the middle linebacker blitz. You left the whole center of the field open, and that time JCN took advantage of it. Still 3:40 left, but have it first and goal now at the 4.
Here comes the Charger offense. Their second time inside the 5-yard line. Here's a handoff straight ahead. The power run. Grady Knowles going to be dropped at the 1-yard line. It is second to go with the 1. 3:20 to go.
Getting off the bottom of the sack right there, Wyatt Bacon for Jackson Heights.
Wide to the left side is Ethan Knowles. They'll go to the slot to the left. Ryan Feldkamp, tight end on the left side. QB will hand off again. The same power run, the same lunge to the end zone. Touchdown, Greeno!
That time as Knowles was going towards the goal line, he reached the football out, broke the plane, and JCN gets themselves on the board.
They are with a PAT to follow. And again, JCN does not kick PATs. They haven't been doing it all year. Blake Fowler goes over to talk to Coach Schneider. This is a 2-point play that very likely is the make or break play of the game now. Chargers trailing at 7-6. They're going to take a timeout. We're not. We're going to hang up to it right here, Joseph. We will take our break after the point after effort. Well, if the other games around the area are anywhere near as exciting and interesting as this one, we've been treated to a tremendous night of high school football here tonight.
If you're JCN right now and your head coach, Jeff Schneider, you're looking through the playbook, and really, whatever your favorite play is, now is the time to run it, right? You find yourselves trailing by 1, and losing this game is not an end-of-the-world thing. But how big would it be to get this point right here? And if you're Jackson Heights, all of a sudden you're looking at the scoreboard and you're like, if I go down, I score, I hit the PAT, and you've been spotted the point on this, I mean, that would be your 15.
If you're the coach, you are not looking to your playbook over there and trying to find something exotic and weird and crazy. What you're looking to the playbook is you're trying to decide all season. We're in week 8. We've been talking about that. What is the play that we have run all year that has been the most successful play for us?
Oh, yeah.
Gotten us 2 or 3 yards.
Yeah, see, sometimes coaches try to think too far outside the box. No, what is your highest percentage play? And I'm going to tell you, I feel like it's Blake Fowler with the football in his hands, right?
It'll either be Blake or Grady. You've got to think that.
Let him get outside the pocket and try to, you know, if something comes open to a Feldkamp, throw it to him.
Like a Jackson Heights touchdown. You get that quarterback, yep, and you run to the cone. Let's see what the Chargers do. It's a 2-point conversion effort.
No one in the backfield with the quarterback. He'll take the snap. Rolls right. Looking to go. Throws into the back of the end zone. The diving effort. Did he catch it? Yes! The two-point conversion is complete! And we have a timeout of the field. Blake Fowler to Caleb Worthington. And with 3:05 to go in the ballgame, it's Jeff North 8, Jackson Heights 7.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Brian Bellecamp advances, and his kick is a monster kick. It is going to bounce at the one, kick into the end zone, and Jackson Heights, because it's very, very plain and very clear, but what they got to do, they got to take this ball, and they're going to have to utilize their time and resources wisely. They've got 3 minutes and 5 seconds to get this thing downfield, but for the Cobras, not necessarily, I believe, do they have to get into the end zone. We saw their PAT effort, and they do have an opportunity, if they get close, to go for three.
Yeah, that's not out of the playbook.
Not out of the playbook.
How about an update? I don't have a time in that game, but Wabunsee leads Centralia 35-28 in that game.
Here we go. Cobras with the ball, and prior to the snap, play is stopped by the officiating crew. 3:05 to go in the game. You know,
Wabunsee was leading. Thank you.
There you go.
I just said it and I couldn't remember it.
Now they're going to advance. There's a penalty against JCN. And Gus, without the ball having been snapped, a 15-yard penalty. And I never did see the indication by the officiating crew. 15 yards, that's big. No time off the clock. I'm picking up 15 yards for the Cobras. Here comes Jackson Heights, receivers, sideline to sideline.
That kind of the equivalent of free throws down the stretch?
Yeah, you got to make them. Quarterback, back to throw. Plenty of time. Fires one to the near side. Picked off! 40, 30, 20, down the sideline, Worthington. Cuts back to the middle. Dancing around, finally going to be brought down. And Jefferson County North is a big step towards sealing a huge road win tonight.
Caleb Worthington just stepped right in front of that nice little comeback route that Jackson Heights was looking for, and that was a big play. Now, all of a sudden, JCM with the football, a one-point lead, 2:51 left. Now, for Jackson Heights, they do have timeouts, but for JCM, they're a couple plays away from being able to seal this thing away.
Worthington laid back, laid off that thing, and he just hawked that pass. Jefferson County North, first and 10 at the 17-yard line.
This will get them up to their third possession of the second half.
The first possession went for one play. The second one went for a touchdown. Quarterback Fowler will keep it himself, go to the right side, take it off the edge, and advance inside the 15, very close to the 10-yard line. Give him about 7 on the carry. Let's call it a second down, 3-4, Jefferson County North. As we're to 2.5 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, and I think if you look over the far sideline, Coach Jeff Schneider taking plenty of time sending this play call in. You can flip that play card over as many times as you want. You're going to keep the ball on the ground.
Jackson Heights has 2 timeouts left. Remember, they used that one defensively on that last series down the field, and I believe that's the only one that we've seen them use here in the second half, certainly that I am able to remember off the top. So they're going to have a couple of TOs left.
Didn't they call a timeout on the fourth down?
Did they? 2 minutes left. Chargers waiting for the count to come down.
Motion will go to the left side. That's going to be Bellcamp. Fowler will take it, keep it himself, duck back into the middle, dragging a couple of defenders to the 10. The pile rolls forward down to the 6-yard line. It's first and goal, JCN.
Yeah, so the officials will stop the clock for just a moment to reset the stick over on the far sideline.
Four, Blake Fowler, another good run, a patient run. Didn't try to outrun the blocking, just kind of got in the flow of things and just rode the bulk of humanity that was in their middle and just rode it north, and he's down to the 6-yard line.
You know what else I liked about that play? He got into traffic, and so many times you see guys like try to two-hand the football and cover it up. No. Carry the ball like you normally do. Just lock it away. Make sure it's in there tight, because so many times guys will try to two-hand cover the football and then fumble the ball away.
JCN, are they going to the diamond here?
Sure are.
Yes, they are. They're going to the victory formation, and there is one knee taken by Blake Fowler, and JCN is going to run this thing out. That will bring up a second and goal at the 6-yard line.
Do you hear that little bit of a roar coming from Effingham, Kansas?
I heard something out there. I didn't know if it was thunder. What happened?
A couple of weeks ago, well, ACCHS was going to share the Northeast Kansas League title with Jackson Heights, but with this victory for JCN, ACCHS will be the sole victor of the Northeast Kansas.
Back to the diamond formation. One final time. JCN, there's the snap, there's the knee, and your final score tonight. Jefferson County North 8, Jackson Heights 7, and we'll return to summarize it for you right after this.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With 3 tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Welcome back here to the campus of Jackson Heights High School, where tonight, in the late moments of the game, in the fourth quarter, Jefferson County North is able to come from behind and take a 8-7 win over a really good Jackson Heights team, because a Cobra team that, I tell you, they led through most of the ball game. They had the momentum through most of the game, but very late on a couple of key possessions, pull a win out.
Yeah, I mean, it was just an interesting game, right? It was a fast-moving game. Where are we at? You can probably drop that here in a moment.
I just would like to remind everybody, Joseph, that they're enjoying high school football tonight here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
You talk about JCN in the first half, not a whole lot going on. They had three possessions, really, ended in two punts and then a turnover on downs right at the goal line. That turnover on downs turned into Jackson Heights' only touchdown of the night, where they were able to drive 99 yards down the field, get into the end zone, take a 7-0 lead at the break. For JCN, they came out of the half. First play, threw an interception. Did not touch the football again until the fourth quarter, when they were able to get into the end zone with 3:05 left, and that was the last score of the game. So for JCN, they're going to get credited with 7 possessions tonight. Really, only had about 6, because I count that fourth one at half as kind of a nulled-out possession. For Jackson Heights tonight, 6 possessions. They had a punt, turnover on downs, and a touchdown, then punt, turnover on downs, and then an interception in the second half. So, tough break for Jackson Heights. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Appreciate your hospitality. Thanks, guys.
So, for Jackson Heights, this is a tough loss for them. They're going to fall to 4-4 overall. They're going to fall to 3-3 in
their district and for JCN. What a fantastic night, right? Able to score the touchdown, then go for two and come away with a big win here. They're going to move to 6-2 and 5-1 and now just sit back and await their fate to find out what happens next week.
Yep, see which way the game is going to go, see where they're going to be playing and against whom. And congratulations to both of these teams. Jackson Heights has had a fabulous year and almost very, very generous and hospitable to us. And it was senior night for the good people here at Jackson Heights and for Jefferson County North. Thrilling, thrilling victory. Tomorrow it's Benedictine football. It is homecoming weekend. It is Hall of Fame weekend. And the Ravens renew a longtime rivalry with Missouri Valley. You'll hear pregame here on K-Radio at about 12:30. Benedictine kickoff at 1 o'clock at Wilcox Stadium. And at halftime, new Hall of Famer Dennis Murphy is going to join us. You're going to want to hear that conversation. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here tonight. Once again, the final score, JCN 8, Jackson Heights 7. Until we greet you next time, for Joseph, our producer engineer in the Care Sports Studio, and for Gus Counts, Tom Counts saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, and online at mscsports.net. Stay up to date with the latest scores, game recaps, and rankings at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.